presentation.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs from Merritt Assembly of God. You're listening to the Refresh Radio broadcast. We've got a couple of special programs here and that we're going to be doing over the next couple of days. And I want to tell you why I want to do this is because I spent 12 years in retail. And during that retail season, you work extended hours. You go in earlier, you work late. I was in management, so I didn't get the days off. And it was a very, very exhausting time. And so by the time Christmas showed up, I was worn out physically. I was worn out emotionally. And I was just ready for Christmas Day to come so I could have a day off. And that was not a healthy place for me. So back in the summer, we had Duke Matlock that came and did a conference with us at Merritt Assembly of God, a Get Up and Grow conference, and a number of people from the community were able to come, but many were not. And so I wanted to make sure that you had the information so that you don't end up grumpy. Now, I wanted to pass a federal law that made it mandatory for everybody to work retail one Christmas season. That way they would be nicer to people because everybody's supposed to be filled with joy and happiness. And instead people were cranky and angry. And I just wanted to make it a federal law. So if you had to go through this, you might not be as cranky as you are. And so Duke Matlock is going to be joining us for the next couple of broadcasts. And we're going to be giving you some of the practical information about his book, Get Up and Grow. And he's also written a journal to go along with it, a Get Up and Grow Journal, 21 Habits of Successful People. And if we can, through these broadcasts, help you to come through the Christmas and the holiday season with the joy of the Lord and the Word of God in your heart and come through with a testimony that lines up with our confession, that would be a great thing. And so we want to welcome Duke Matlock here today. And he's going to, if you can, Duke, why don't you just start off telling us a little bit about where they can find the book, and then we'll get right into talking about some of the chapters that you have in here.
All right. Well, good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
You know, the book is available on Amazon. You can go to Amazon and search Duke Matlock, or you can go to Amazon and search Get Up and Grow. If you search Get Up and Grow, you might find a gardening tool, but you'll also find our book, and you'll find our journal. You can pick them up there. You can also go to our website, dukematlock.com, and you can pick it up there.
Okay, and so those are very helpful tools. I want you to know I've read the book. I just received the journal today. I'd sent a text over to Duke and say, hey, can I get one of those journals from you? Because it's a lot easier to find a book than it is just a piece of paper. But I have implemented a great number of these strategies into my life. So as we talk to them, I'll share a little bit about what it's done for me. So the first point that you talk about here in the book, the first habit that you talk about is why the mornings. And yeah. So why don't you tell us why mornings are so important?
You know, whenever we're coaching this process live, we never start with the mornings, but it just made sense to start that way in the book. And the reason why that we don't start by coaching people to about the mornings is we don't want them to turn us off and say that they, I don't want to get up any earlier in the morning. But here's something that we do know, all right? They did research not too long ago at the University of Texas, and they went around campus and they interviewed students to find out if they were morning people or if they were night owls. And once the students gave their name, they answered the survey, they gave their name. Then the people that did the survey went back in and looked at all those students' GPAs. And they found that the person that was a morning person had, on average, one grade point higher.
That's significant.
Yeah. It really shows something about, you know, when we wake up in the morning is when our mind is fresh. When you get 8 hours of sleep, what happens is that your body goes through a reset. It's like a reboot on your computer. Your short-term memory is dumped. It goes away. Perhaps you could remember when you were in school that if you were like me, when I was in college, I would cram on the morning of the finals, cram all that information. I'd get up really early in the morning, but I couldn't remember any of that information a week later.
Right.
Yeah. So what happens is that we gather information. It clutters all in our brain. And then when we go to sleep at night, the things that we haven't acted on or actually done, invested in, are actually washed out of our short-term memory. And we're fresh in the morning. So it's a brand new slate. There's another reason why we talk about the mornings is that the morning belongs to you. Now, Bob, can you imagine I'm digging a hole in my backyard to plant a garden, and as I'm digging, I come up with gold. Just imagine it for just a moment. What would you do if I had a shovel full of gold that came up in your backyard?
Keep digging.
Yeah, I think most of us would. We would want to keep going. I'd probably want to call a surveyor and have him come in and find out how much gold, and then I'd want to be like Walt Disney and hire people to go around and buy all the neighbors' houses so that there wasn't, you know, I wouldn't want them all to know it was me or the price would go up. And then I would exploit that resource.
Mm-hmm.
I would spend every ounce of energy I had exploiting that resource. Well, I have a firm belief that you're more important in your life that your life is more important than gold, and that we couldn't possibly equate it. If you'd spend that much energy on gold, how much energy do you spend investing in yourself, and how valuable is your future? Read a great book the other day, and in that book, it was talking about your future self and how that we have the ability today to decide what our future self will look like. So how do we do that? Well, the only way we get there is by investing in ourselves. And the reason why we recommend you invest in yourself in the morning is because you're not going to do it if you don't. Everything that comes up all throughout your day, it's the person that cuts you off in traffic. My wife had an accident on her way to work this morning. Because she had an accident on her way to work this morning on the turnpike, I was behind her. I had to come a different route here today. And I wonder how many other people were affected by her.
Mm-hmm.
By her. It was just a scratch on a car. But how many other people that scratch on the car moved their day? See, it was a lemon that dropped.
Uh-huh.
And that's what happens to all of us. We get going in our day, and we just don't have time to invest in ourselves. And that's why the morning.
Yeah, I had an experience a couple of weeks ago where I was on my way to a local retail store. It was early in the morning.
Right.
And because I was not on an agenda yet, I was taking care of things that I knew needed to be taken care of. I was enjoying the journey. My demeanor was great. And there was a guy behind me who had not planned his morning well. He was running behind schedule. And he was just a bundle of nerves. And so those mornings, they really do matter. So I encourage you, with all of the extra scheduling activities that are going to be coming up in the holidays, make sure that you take time and plan. I actually tell people this: plan your tomorrow today. You know, so if I'm going to get up, I want to be refreshed when I preach. And so I'm going to bed earlier than I ever have before, and I don't care.
I just, you know, it's a biblical principle. Jesus got up early in the morning.
Uh-huh.
We know that. We used to preach, could you not tarry 1 hour? And we were firm believers in getting up early. But, man, it really is true that there's something special about the morning, the quietness,
mm-hmm.
That cup of coffee, no one's around, no distractions. If my wife and I are both up just bumping into each other in the kitchen and the different conversations, you can so easily be distracted from what it is, what your agenda is. And we want, the premise of this book is, we want you to have the energy and the time to invest in yourself so that your future self is someone you can admire.
Yeah. That's very, very, very important. And So we'll move on here because we've got a short couple of programs to talk about twenty more habits. But your next section in your book that you talk about is invest in spirituality, invest in your spiritual life. And the first habit that you talk about in that section, there's five habits in each section, is finding a virtual spiritual mentor. And so why don't you help explain just a little bit about what that is?
Okay. A spiritual mentor, you know, someone who can speak into your life. So, you know, if all we hear are our own thoughts, then our thoughts start feeding on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we end up coming up with some kooky stuff. Like we may want to go to Oklahoma and start a commune or do some other crazy thing that the FBI has to come pull up. You know, what we know is that if we can have healthy voices speaking into us, that works really well. So here's what I do, is that I have a pastor friend who writes a morning devotion called a SOAP, and he posts it on his blog every day. He calls it a 90-second SOAP. So I read his thoughts, the scripture he recommends, and I pray the prayer that he writes. It takes 90 seconds. Mm. Have another voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the things we discovered here in the last election is there are people just completely unaware of that other people thought differently than they did. And I've heard journalists that were saying that people were living in echo chambers instead of actually gathering information.
Wow.
And so I like this because it helps me to mature in my thinking. It helps me to see what other people have had revealed to them by God. And maybe I haven't had the same experience, but I can glean the spiritual truth from. Now, I do want to tell you this. Make sure that the spiritual mentor that you have in your life is a Christian, because there are a lot of voices out there that claim to be spiritual voices that they're not following the biblical path. And I'm not going to name names, but you see them. They own their own television network and some other things like that. So
well, here's a great thing. I don't think what we'll do today will I think everyone will get their own copy of the book, because we explain that in the book. What to look for. How do you pick out a spiritual mentor?
Right.
We kind of help you walk you through that.
And then the next habit that you have there is the daily Bible reading plan. And I've had a plan that I've used for a number of years. And this year God spoke to me and said, I want you to change that. I would read through the Old Testament. Then I would read through the New Testament twice. And then I would do that over again. So I would go through the entire Bible twice in 1 year.
Wow.
And this year, God said, I want you to spend this entire year in the New Testament. And so it's been, you know, I like to do what God tells me to do. It helps me to focus on what it is. But it's still amazing. I've been doing this for a number of years, and still God is revealing things in His Word. And so where can people find out about developing a daily Bible reading plan? Because reading 10 chapters a day like I do may not work for everybody.
Yeah, most people don't read 10 chapters a day. They may have a lofty goal like that, but for most people that's not going to happen. And you're a pastor.
Uh-huh.
You get paid to read the Bible, right?
Thankfully.
So what we recommend, and I'll even tell you the tool. We don't recommend it in the book, but I'll give it to you. I use YouVersion.
Uh-huh.
It's free.
So do I.
It comes from lifechurch.tv. You can get most any version of the Bible. And just pick a plan. It doesn't have to be a big plan. It's just a plan. And it'll track it for you, tell you how much you read. You check it off. It gives you a little way to modify it. If you're going through a time where you have great challenges, then pick a plan from YouVersion that meets that need. You and your wife, you and your husband, you're having some issues with your marriage. Pick a plan that will walk you through scriptures that'll help you to have a better marriage. If you want to read through a book of the Bible, it'll break it down for you and how many days you want to go. So we recommend that.
And one of the features that YouVersion does has, if you want to make yourself accountable, because I don't like to let other people down. I can make excuses to myself, but if I've got to answer to somebody else, then that's a different level of accountability. I've got people in my life that use the YouVersion app, and they notify me whenever they start a plan, and then it notifies me when they finish
that
a plan.
So cool.
So
I always make mine private.
Yeah, I don't post mine. And then the third habit that you've got here is read. And before we were going on the air here, I shared this with you, that prior to you coming in August and having this, I read a lot. I read a lot of articles and things like that. But as far as books, I had read one book from January to August. And now I was trying to figure it out. I've either read 5 or 6 books total through the year. So this is one of the most productive book reading years that I've had. So what is it that you want them to be reading here in this section?
Okay, this section is about your spiritual growth. So we want you to read 10 pages or one chapter, whichever shorter, of a book about your Christian growth. People always ask, well, what is that? What kind of book would that be? Pick one. Jesus Is, by Judah Smith, Mark Rutland's book, 21 Seconds to Change Your World. Wayne Cordero has a great book called The Divine Mentor. Excellent. Those are all excellent reads, and there are so many others. You know, if we were to say to you, we want you to read 20 books next year. We said 20 books. What's your response?
It's just overwhelming.
Yeah.
You know, how am I going to fit that into my schedule?
But if you read 10 pages a day, you'll read between 18 and 20 books next year. Now, 10 pages a day doesn't seem overwhelming, does it?
No.
See, each one of these habits are designed to actually be underwhelming as far as the time demand on you. It's the combination of all 21 of them together that is such a powerful tool in your life.
That small incremental step to accomplishing a goal was something that several years ago, I didn't go to a class to learn it. I sat down and I was discussing a goal with a person. It happened to be the president of the Bible college that I went to. He was preaching our missions convention, and I was discussing our missions goal. And the very first thing that he did when I shared with him the goal was he started to break it down into smaller chunks.
Yeah.
And so setting down and reading an entire book, I would say, oh, I don't have time for that. But sit down and read 10 pages or one chapter.
Well, you just set a key, though. It's small steps consistently delivered over time. Those are the three foundations. Small steps consistently delivered. When we say consistent, they become habits.
Right.
So if you get in the habit of every morning reading 10 pages about your spiritual development, man, it's not long till you're looking back and like you are. Hey, I just read 6 books.
Yeah. And
how'd that happen?
They weren't all tiny books either. Some of them were pretty healthy sized books. So, and then habit number 5, fourth in this section, is to reflect and pray. So give us a little bit of information about that part.
So you've been taking in information. You took it in through your spiritual mentor. You've read the Bible. You've read 10 pages out of a book. It's time to pray. You know, think about what's happening here and spend that time in prayer. Used to be that we would have people, we wanted a clock. You know, you had to pray this amount of time, or you had to do this amount of time. We really don't set up a time. There's not an expectation. You really have to do that on your own, how much time you're going to pray. But we want you to talk to God about the things that you're facing in your life, but we also want you to reflect on what he's just said to you so that it's a two-way conversation.
Yeah, it was in October. I went away specifically to pray, and this time of reflection became very revelatory to me, because I was praying. I'm walking in the hotel room. I'm pacing. I've been reading my Bible. I've been doing everything, and I'm wanting to hear from God, and nothing's coming. And so I said, you know what? I'm just going to go over here. I'm going to lay down on the bed, and I just started resting. And all of a sudden, God started speaking to me instead of me doing all of the talking. I was like, wow, everything that I had been trying to accomplish on my own when I just rested and began to reflect on God's goodness, all of a sudden everything that I was wanting to accomplish came flooding in. It was a really good time for me. And this habit number six here that you have is something that I have fought, kicked, and screamed about. I just say it's not in my personality, but this has been something that has been big time helpful to me. Habit number six is journaling.
Yeah. You know, what we want you to do is write down what you heard that morning and what you accomplished. Now, if you pick up our journal, there's actually a slot for every one of those habits for you to record what you've done. But, you know, I read not too long ago that that trackers are winners, and that people who track what they're doing are people who accomplish goals. And so we want you to kind of keep a record of it. And think about it this way. 2 years from now, God answers your prayer. Do you remember what day you prayed it?
Most of the time not.
Yeah. Well, let's just jot these things down. I'm not asking you to be an author. I don't want you to be Hemingway or C.S. Lewis. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about taking just a moment to jot down a sentence or two or three about what God's speaking to you about. The best way to do it, though, is to pick up our journal. So order the book, order the journal, just do it all at once.
Yeah, this journal is going to be very helpful. It's basically the same thing over and over again, but it has a section for each one of these things. The thing that I've really liked about journaling is it's helped my memory tremendously, because I couldn't remember things, and now I look at them, I just go back and I say, oh yeah, that's what I was not supposed to forget.
Right.
So real quick, we'll go through the next section here, invest in success. And it follows a similar pattern. The first one is find a virtual success mentor. And so like a spiritual mentor, this is somebody, I'll let you explain it.
Well, you know, when we started off, with the basic Christian understanding of what your spiritual devotions are. So pretty much everything that we've talked about up till now are pretty standard for people who want to have devotion spiritually.
Right.
So what if we take that and we begin to apply that to our personal development, our business development, our success journey, and leadership in our life? That's really where that comes down to. So the first habit is to finding a virtual success mentor. Now, here's what I do. This isn't a complicated thing. It's basically, it looks very much like having a spiritual mentor, is find someone that can speak into your life on a daily basis that will that'll give you fresh thoughts and will confront you about things that you can do and that you can do better. Darren Hardy has a great one. You can subscribe to that. DarrenHardy.com. You can pick that one up. How about Dave Martin? Dr. Dave Martin, America's number one Christian success coach, he says, is he was doing it. It was The Daily with Dr. Dave, but he's gone to once a week now. I think it's every Wednesday. But find some way to hear, watch a short video. Darren Hardy's video is like 2.5, 3.5 minutes, something like that.
Right.
But to get some additional information in that will confront you about being successful and what that means.
Yeah, just because I graduated from college doesn't mean my education ended. I should still be learning. And if there's somebody out there that knows how to do something better than I do, I want to learn from them. And then the next habit you've got there is read. So not only are we reading spiritually, but this is reading about
leadership or success.
Leadership or success.
So I recommend everyone start with, I just mentioned Darren Hardy, start with his book. I think it's the smallest of his book, The Compound Effect. And did you read that book?
I have not read that book yet.
Okay. It's absolutely great, but it really introduces in a very simple, entertaining way the power of habits in your life. Now, there's a book called The Power of Habits, and it's a great book too. I'm not questioning that. But Darren Hardy's book is very, very short, very, very simple. You can read it probably if you plug it in the mornings, you'll probably be done with it in a week.
So, you know, everybody can learn. Everybody can read from other people. Then the next one is very important. Habit number nine is daily gratitude. I was just in Romans chapter 1 here not too long ago, and it talked about people who refused to give thanks to God became futile in their thinking. And so that attitude that we have, it has either a positive effect or the negative effect on the way that we think throughout the day. So what would you say about daily gratitude?
You know, we are faced with so much negativity in our culture. I mean, we really, really are. And it seems like it's everywhere. You mentioned earlier about all the voices that we're hearing during the election. And it makes you wonder sometimes if it's conservatives that listen to Fox News and liberals that listen to MSNBC, or if they're conservative because they watch Fox News and they're liberal because you kind of wonder where all that comes from. I used to have a superintendent in North Carolina who used to say, if you don't toot your own horn, no one will toot it for you. And I always thought that was hilarious. I wrote it down, and I've quoted him about a gazillion times. But someone in your life has to be positive. And that someone has to be you. And the way to inject positivity, hope, faith in your life is to get up each day and say something that you're grateful for. Just one thing. What am I grateful for today? There's always something. Bob, I'm grateful today for you.
Well, I'm grateful for you, too. I'm thankful for this journal, too. That's going
to
help.
There's always something to be grateful for.
And we've got time for one more real quick one here, and that's review the agenda. And we'll have to get to visualization and confession tomorrow. But what would you say about reviewing the agenda?
Well, when you bookend your day, we'll talk about that later, you will write down what your agenda is going to be for the next day, all right? So we want you, before you leave your quiet place in the morning, to look at those 6 or 7 items that are on your agenda, and we want you to review that and go over it so that you are on the mark and ready to go when you head out the door.
Yeah. I know this. God wants to order my steps and direct my path, and if I don't let him do it, somebody else will do it for him. And so I want to make sure that I have his agenda. So as we're going to close today, they can find this book at Amazon.com or DukeMatlock.com. And there's the book and the journal. The price is on the website there.
And 100% of the proceeds of the book and the journal go to Invest Leadership Initiative, not to me directly.
Okay. And what that initiative does is it provides
training and coaching for pastors at a below market.
Okay, so it's helping our churches to become better. Right. So anyway, you've got something to be grateful for. I'm grateful for Paul. He's sitting here running the board for us right now. And we want you to be blessed. We're going to finish this up tomorrow. So we want you to have a great day, a great holiday season. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@Hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.